Over the next few days, Clinton and Sanders will work the crowds at rallies all across New Hampshire and get set for their debate tomorrow night. As University of New Hampshire political scientist and pollster Andy Smith sees it, the question for the election on Tuesday is just how much of the gap Clinton can close with Sanders in that time. We spoke with him at his office at UNH.
The major thing that's driving Sanders' popularity, and when you see him on the campaign trail, you see this, is he has the image of a man who is on a mission, and he absolutely believes what he says. He is more inspiring, he's more emotional, more heartfelt in his campaign style than Clinton is. Clinton's campaign speeches are much more restrained, and you're not seeing the same sort of enthusiasm generated by her campaign that you see from Sanders. And that rubs off. People want to go see the big, enthusiastic candidate rather than the candidate who's just giving you a policy speech.
Has the Democratic Party in New Hampshire evolved over the years in a way that's proven advantageous to Sanders in this cycle?
I believe so, going back decades. The Democratic Party has been a bit more mainstream. It relied on more blue-collar voters, people that worked in the mills. The mill jobs are gone. The Democratic electorate is largely an upper-income, highly educated electorate, and the policy preferences of those groups express more what you would think of as kind of the elite or progressive wing of the Democratic Party.
So you're saying that the Democratic Party in New Hampshire has shifted to the left?
It has. And part of the reason you can see it shift more quickly is that the makeup of the state has changed really dramatically over the last less than two decades. Between 2008 and 2015, 30% of the potential voters are different people.
Is that the Massachusetts effect? Is a lot of this attributable to people who used to be residents of Massachusetts moving north because they want to live in New Hampshire now?
Well, we're seeing more of that on the Republican side. On the Republican side, the Massachusetts migrants have settled largely on the Massachusetts, in towns on the Massachusetts border, and those towns are now the most Republican and most conservative parts of the state. The Democratic strength has come from people who have moved from other parts of the Northeast, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and they moved up here for jobs in the developing software industries for companies like Liberty Mutual Insurance, Fidelity, British Aerospace, these large high-end companies.
A little forensic work on Donald Trump. He leads the New Hampshire polls. What's your research tell you about how committed his voters actually are? Could there be some 11th hour switching away from him?
In our most recent poll, he had a higher percentage of his voters saying they have definitely decided that they're going to vote for him. That said, on the Republican side, he has about 30% in our most recent poll, but 35% of Republicans said they won't vote for him under any circumstance. So that means Trump has both a ceiling and maybe a floor for where his support is. He would have to get at least the 30% that we're seeing in polls now, but probably closer to 35% to really declare that it's a major win. The flip side of that is that it makes it easier for some of the candidates who are down ticket right now to be able to plausibly explain a distant second as a win.
You're talking about the so-called establishment Republicans, Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, Chris Christie, John Kasich?
Yes.
They've been stuck in single digits or the teens. Have they been feeding on each other for support?
I think they are. Exit polls have historically shown that about 45% of New Hampshire Republican primary voters identify as either moderate or liberal. Problem is, with four candidates with plausible reasons to be able to say they're the person who represents that group, they are dividing it up.
What would it take to have a strong second place finish? Would that be enough to get a little momentum to carry them out of New Hampshire?
I think you probably see three people come out of New Hampshire. One will be Donald Trump. The second would be probably a Ted Cruz. And then whoever is the mainstream Republican who manages to get maybe a head and a little bit of a shoulders above the others.
New Hampshire is not really representative of the rest of the country when it comes to demographics. So for the Democrat and the Republican winner in this state, how translatable is a win to momentum elsewhere?
Well, the reason New Hampshire is an important state isn't the number of delegates that we have. It's purely its position in the process. And the momentum coming out of New Hampshire is going to be critical for people going forward. It always has been, and it likely will be this year as well. No candidate has ever won their party's nomination or the presidency without coming in either first or second in New Hampshire. And I don't see any reason why that will be different this year.
Andy Smith is an associate professor of political science and is the director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center.